Welcome to the Golf Podcast, presented by Golficity, where we bring you the tips, instruction, and support you need to get the most out of your golf game. And now your hosts, a couple of guys who never pass up a cold beer on the turn, Frank and Mike.
Welcome to another episode of the Golf Podcast, brought to you as always by Golficity. So today what we're going to be talking about, it's all dedicated to fall golf. It's going to be winding down the season a bit. We're going to, at least here in the Northeast, we're going to have some cold weather rolling in soon. Sad but true. So what we're going to talk about is some tips for tuning up your golf game during the off season. Then later in the show, we have a bonus tip where we're going to discuss hitting from the thick rough, a couple ways to get out of there. Nobody likes being in the rough, so we're going to try to help you out with that. It's another common problem faced during the fall as well as the grass starts to grow in. So we're going to discuss that a little bit later on. But in the meantime, again, this episode is going to be all about fall golf. And if you miss anything, you can, as always, check in with our show notes. You can get that by visiting golficity.com/episode7. We'll have links to everything we're going to be talking about today. So, Mike, you been out there playing any fall golf?
Yeah, this is disappointing, this topic, Frank. Can't think about off season in September. You know, that's sad. But yes, I was out there yesterday, was it? And played up at West Point. Had a great day, great weather up here in the Northeast. We went out. You've played this course. I know you have. It's such a fantastic little course on the Army base up there in New York. And funny, quick story. I actually got off to a really great start. I went par, 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 which should have been a birdie, the third one. And finally, I get up to the fourth tee box. I notice my brand new smartphone that I just bought the day before was gone. Couldn't find it. I know, just bought it the day before because I had the GPS out on it and everything. So, you know, just my luck. I had to go back to the previous hole, couldn't find it. Back to the previous hole, couldn't find it. Went all the way back to the first hole, couldn't find it. You know, now I'm 20 minutes in, Frank, and my head is all over the place. I just got off to a par, par, par start, and I had to think about this. And anyway, long story short, I started thinking about it. I played through it, and someone found my phone, and I called them and picked it up. So, but other than that, I had a great round. I've been really working on some of the putting tips that we've been talking about in the podcast. Last week, we talked about that. Brad Faxon, an article on our site in regards to putting. And, you know, I did it. It worked. I had about 24 putts for the whole round, which I think was my lowest in a long time. So that was my day. Great score. And I hope to continue playing golf all the way through December, Frank.
That's excellent, but you are a virtuoso when it comes to losing things.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember the time you left the camera behind, and then I remember you running back to that restaurant that time.
Yeah. Well, that's my thing, and thankfully I found
brand new phone too.
Yep, I've lost many clubs that way. You know that I've left wedges on the greens and putters. I've probably been to like 4 wedges in the last few months, but anyway, I digress.
Well, I've been out there myself too. I played today. Wasn't West Point, but I'll tell you what, you're right. West Point, there's no real better place to play, if you ask me, in the fall than up at West Point.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. Right? You're right tucked away in the mountains.
Yeah, right there on the Hudson. Beautiful view. Yeah, I mean, it's off the Hudson, but beautiful views. The leaves changing color. It's excellent. And yeah, we don't want to rain on anybody's parade here talking about the off season. And hey, for some of you down south, there is no off season. But look, we got to face the facts. It's a reality. It's a different dynamic of the game. I was out there today, playing a little bit as well. Beautiful out there. The weather right this time of year is great. One little difficulty is sneaking these rounds in before it gets dark. I like to put in a late round every once in a while after work, but you got to sneak it in now because that sun is dipping lower and lower. And the other thing is I'm finding it's harder and harder to find balls with all these leaves all over the ground. That can get frustrating and lengthen your round a little bit. So today, let's jump right into the meat of what we wanted to talk about. And we want to talk about some tips for tuning up your game during the off season. Now, like Mike said, we know it's not the off season yet, but it's always great to be prepared. You never know. Like here in the Northeast, I remember we've seen snow as early as October. So let's get into that. And as well, I want to mention last episode, episode 6, which you can go back to. You can go to golfissy.com, check out some previous episodes. We talked about some tips for golfing in wet weather, which also comes into play a lot this season. So if you missed that, make sure you check back. But diving right into these tips we have, and again, I'll have a link to this in the show notes. But the first thing we want to talk about is working. The off season is a great time to work on your putting, and in particular your short putts. Now, I know Mike, if you're like me, wherever you get a chance, wherever you find a little spot of carpet, whether it's in the office, or whatever, you're putting into a mug or whatever. You do the same?
Yeah, you know, I have one of those in-house automatic ball feedback machines. And, you know, it's helpful. I mean, you don't want to lose that stroke you try so hard to kind of find when you're out there. And everybody knows the way they feel when they're just on with putting and they're putting like crazy. And, you know, you hate to lose it. So I love to practice off the off season indoors and just rolling golf balls, even on the carpet.
Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head with the idea of saying that the idea is keeping that stroke and not losing it. And then, you know, if you're not actively swinging a club, if you're not actively putting through the off season, you know, it'll take you a month or two when you get back in the spring to get that groove back. So we're going to talk about this more in future podcasts. And if you've probably heard us talk about this before, but Mike and I are big fans of hitting the golf simulators during the winter, because at least you're getting that chance to take a full swing, you're striking a ball, and you're staying in the rhythm like Mike was talking about. But when we're saying putting indoors, there's a couple things to keep in mind. Obviously, a carpet is not going to give you things like reeds and the other stuff that you get out there and, you know, consistent rolls and whatnot. When you're putting indoors, what you want to really focus on is your hand-eye coordination and your rhythm, the actual mechanics of the stroke. We just said putting into a, you've seen, you know, the old adage of you're putting into a mug or whatever it may be. That's fine. We're not as concerned with that. The main thing is that's the time to really be practicing your rhythm, making sure you have your rhythm down. So use that time wisely and understand what the practice is for. It's like Mike said, it's just keeping that golf stroke, that putting stroke, doing those fundamentals and making sure that you have that type of thing down. Am I right with that, Mike? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, yeah, it's all about that stroke. You don't want to lose it. Keep practicing it. I think that that's the most important thing over the off season. Nobody ever thinks about putting. They think about getting into the indoor ranges and swinging clubs, which I know we're going to address in a minute. But practice the putting, because that's the stroke you lose quickly in the off season.
Absolutely. It's just something that's too easy to take for granted. So stepping up from that, chipping. Let's talk about a product that we both love. And I think it's important first to disclose that from an advertising standpoint, we don't have any affiliation with this product. And, you know, no affiliation whatsoever. We're just big fans of it, but that would be the Birdie Ball. And if you're on our site, you've seen, we've posted some reviews for it before, and it's just one of our favorite short game practice, you know, tools. And well, again, I'll have a link to it and you'll see what we mean if you're not familiar with the Birdie Ball. But essentially what they are is they're hollow plastic tubes that don't travel as far as a golf ball, but are meant to give the same type of feel. They have a rounded bottom and things like that. So whether you do it indoors or wherever, I mean, you got to be careful. You could still break a window with this thing, but chipping indoors is not something that you want to rule out. You can definitely do it. If you've got a room that's big enough, set a product like the Birdie Ball up, you know, take a couple strokes. I mean, it even comes with what I really like is it comes with that strike pad, which you can put down. So it protects your carpet, because trust me, you can always tell a golfer if you go in his office and there's, you know, where the rug is ripped up just in one spot. You always can tell a golfer by that, because he's in there chipping. So this is a nice thing. It protects that. But the main reason, and Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, is that just like the putting, you're still just keeping that stroke down, you know, the mechanics, right?
Yeah. All about muscle memory. I love this thing. The Birdie Ball is great. It's helped my chipping so much. I actually can give them the credit for this. You know, this is a bold claim, but my chipping has improved so much this year because of that. And that's because I've used this thing in my backyard, even in the summertime. You know, so you set up this little target. It's fun on the beach. It's anywhere you go. you just hit these things into the target. And what it does, it's building that muscle memory of that chip, bringing that club back, whether it's halfway, full way, just a little bit. And I've been chipping perfectly. And, you know, it's all about the practice. And this is a good machine for it.
Yeah, and I was out there using it myself in the backyard. And we have a small backyard here. It just may be, I don't know, 40 feet across or something. And this is perfect for that. I just was chipping it in there. What I really like, too, is the effect of the tube. You can see the spin, you know, much better than some of those just regular plastic balls. We've all used them, like the wiffle-type balls. You know, they're nice because they don't travel far, but it's kind of tough to see. Just the way this thing is structured, and we have some videos on the site, you can see it, otherwise test it out yourself, but you can actually see the spin, and I really like that with chipping. If I'm practicing flop shots, I can see if I'm getting the appropriate amount of spin on the ball. So that's what I really enjoy about it.
Right, and of course you can also, Frank, get those wiffle balls, those things you could buy in the store, and you can hit them just as easy, you know, because still, it's all about the stroke. So I've used those too, and those are just as good, but the birdie ball's a really cool thing, and you know, check that out. That'll be on our site. So I love
it. Yeah. And similarly, there's the foam balls. There's a million things you can use. Or, you know, and this is something that's not mentioned in the article, but it's something maybe we should go back and add because just on my mind, talking about the golf simulators, there are some relatively inexpensive ones you can put in your own house. Like there's the OptiShot, which I'm sure you've seen.
How is that thing, by the way? Have you ever used that?
I haven't used it. I've seen a lot of videos of it. I've been wanting to give it a try because I haven't had the opportunity because we're usually just in the real simulators through the winter. But, you know, I'm just thinking, brainstorming of different things that you could try. And there's something that, you know, you're taking your swing without, you know, essentially without the ball going anywhere. So if you're in a confined space, as long as you have enough room to swing, I like that as an idea as well for in the off season. Try the OptiShot, or I think there's other ones out there too. You know, they play follow the leader, and then you see one after the other that comes out. So the next thing, like, it's like we're working up the swing here now to a full swing, is the idea of still hitting the range. And I think this is something that some people kind of just overlook or like mentally rule out, but a lot of driving ranges are still open during the cold months. And I know there's ones here that are, and some of them are great. They even have those little heaters, you see, you know, like, so each bay is kind of, you know, it's on a cold day, you're still going to be cold, but they're a little bit warm. So don't rule out hitting the range either. And I know, Mike, what do you, when you go over there, usually what you bring, like a hot cup of coffee or something, or what's your process?
Yeah. Same way as a sunny day. Just, you know, you got to adjust for the elements with the hot coffee, you know, you bundle up. But, you know, we're blessed with the indoor ranges too, Frank. So, you know, we've got it's those true. At the local golf stores, which are everywhere around here. There's hitting bays there. So, you know, we could stop there. They all have screens inside of them. These are not the simulator booths. These are just hitting bays that you can go and use. But there's nothing like the outdoor range still to me, you know, even on regular grass too. That's my favorite.
I agree 100%. But the main thing here is understanding, like, a lot of guys think, all right, it's cold out, just throw the clubs away and I'll dust them back off in the spring. Just staying in that mindset, not ruling these things out. Like I said, that maybe it's a slightly warmer day, you can still hit the range. Look, we're realists. I know it's going to be cold. You know, sometimes even just gripping a club can be difficult when it's that cold. But there are things to do. And, you know, rather than like maybe your regular procedure during the summer is to hit the range once a week, maybe you back that out, you know, once a month. But at least once a month is still better than not swinging at all. And again, all this is about is that recovery time in the spring. We're trying to shorten that up for the guys who have the off season, for the guys who live in cold areas and they're playing catch up, you know, in the springtime, trying to get out there and get their swing back. These are all steps that you can take. So leading into the next thing, and Mike, you just talked about this. You said about a lot of the golf stores have the indoor bays, indoor simulators. Those are also great places to take lessons. We talked about in great detail golf lessons back in episode 2 of the podcast. So we won't go into too much here. If you want to hear more of that, just jump back and download episode 2. But the main thing I want to cover just with the golf lessons is it's a great time, the off season, to take them for two reasons. One, you can work on correcting those problems that you had during the season. Maybe you had a nagging slice, whatever it may be. And two, It's a great way to set yourself up with some new habits going into the next season. So make sure that you entertain that idea of taking some lessons as well during the off season. Right, Mike?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about this. This is the first off season coming into this season that I've done all of these things. You know, previously I was that guy who just put the clubs away for the winter. So I've lowered my handicap. I'm looking at it right now by 4.5 points this season, which is pretty big. You know, I mean, we hit those simulator boots really hard last winter. And, you know, the indoor putting, the chipping, the lessons I took in the off season. So now I'm thinking about it. All that stuff actually really worked.
See, that's excellent. That's exactly what I was going to ask you is what was the difference? Did you see a quantifiable difference? And it can't get much more quantifiable than that. You're dropping 4 strokes off of your handicap. And I felt the same way. Like, you know, you and I religiously were hitting those simulators at least, twice a week. And just the idea of just swinging twice a week, and we'll get into this more. We're going to do a future podcast covering golf simulators in general and how advanced they've become. And it actually is quite good. If you haven't used one, I encourage you getting out there and trying them because it's very real. It where you hit the ball is where it would really go in real life. And they're getting better and better. But again, just swinging. I felt like when I got out there for the first time, you know, this year, it was a very smooth transition. It wasn't like it didn't feel foreign. My swing didn't feel foreign to me. So I'm right with you there.
Yeah, I'm so much more consistent this year. That's what I've noticed. Everything is just acting the same. And, you know, I'm just thinking about it as you're talking about this. I said, yeah, that's it. It worked.
Yeah, well, we all talk about consistency is about being out there and playing. And these tips that we're giving you are ways to do that, even when the weather is restricting you to a certain extent. So these are things you can do. So going into the last tip that we have is something of an overarching theme that you hear us talk about as well. And that's just using the time to get or stay in shape. Just like a lot of people have the tendency to put the clubs away, a lot of people also have the tendency to put the running shoes away in the winter. There's a million things you could do to stay in shape, anything, you know, from joining a gym and just running and stuff like that. But the main thing is your golf game will benefit from that. And there's a lot of obvious reasons for that, you know, for why your golf game will benefit. But take our word for it. If you're in shape, you're going to be able to play much better. So that's the time to do it. Look, take a lesson from a lot of the pros on the PGA Tour, that even they'll use that off season. That's when they'll hit the gym, you know, because during the season, they maybe can't be lifting weights as hard or whatever. And maybe a guy wants to just, you know, add a couple pounds of muscle. That's the time to do it. Or the other thing I would encourage you to do is take a class of some sort. Because there's so many that you can do. We talk about how stretching and just being flexible will help your game. Pretty much every gym now offers anything from yoga to whatever. So these things will help benefit your game as well. So we wanted to make sure we cover those, and you'll hear us in the next couple of months probably touching on those as the off season rolls in and as, you know, Mike and I are just kind of experiencing that. So we'll be touching on that. But we wanted to jump into it early so you can start planning for your off season and things you can do. So moving from that to our bonus tip, we want to talk about hitting from the thick rough because we're all challenged by this. I faced a lot of it today. As it gets a little cooler, they're cutting a little bit less. That rough has had the whole season to grow in. It's a little bit heavy right now. Mike, has that been your experience?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the rough. You know, I think I told you this the other day, 125 in, I'd rather my ball in the rough than the fairway. You know, I feel like that little prop up of the ball gives me more accuracy. It almost feels like it's teeing up my ball a bit. I'm not chunking the ball at all, but a lot of rough up here. And, you know, I'm still struggling coming out of it, you know, even from the far distances. So, you know, that's something I have to learn, how to hit those 240-yard shots from the rough, because those aren't working for me right now.
Yeah, it's excellent, provided you get the right lie. But everybody've all had that where it's buried. You just see the top of the ball, and then you're like, how am I going to get this out? And what we talk about in the article is, first of all, your club selection becomes very important here. You got to understand that just think for a second about the physics of it. Obviously, all of that grass, and you can look at the way that, you can get really deep into this. You can look at the way the grain of the grass is growing, if it's going against your stroke, with your stroke, whatever it may be. But regardless, that's going to create a ton of resistance against the club. So what that's going to do is it's going to slow the club head speed down dramatically, and that translates to the ball not traveling as far. So make sure you account for that. You know, you can't just get in that mindset like, oh, well, you know, I'm 150 out. 150 is my 8-iron. That's just what I hit, and that's it. That may work fine and well from the fairway, but you're in the rough, and you got to realize that that heavy rough is going to shave, you know, what, 20, 30 miles per hour off your swing, off your club head speed. It no longer is an 8-iron shot. Now you may want to club up to a 7, 6, right, Mike?
Yeah. You know, that's a good point. I mean, I'm thinking about my problems with the long rough shots. And I think part of the time, Frank, I crank up, you know, the muscle, you know, and I feel like I have to overswing. And I don't think that's the case, really. I think maybe just clubbing up, you know, one extra club and just swinging like I'm hitting the club I want it to swing, I think that's the answer for me.
Yeah, I agree with that, because a lot of guys, you'll hear people say, I got to muscle it out of here. And look, if you're playing a punch shot, fine. Maybe you are trying to muscle it out. But we're talking about when you're taking a full swing, you're just in the rough. Doing things like that, it's a recipe for disaster. You know, what'll happen is you'll start gripping the club too tight. Now, we could talk about this all day, because it's an art in and of itself of hitting out of the rough. And you do want to grip the club a little bit tighter, because that grass, again, is going to be grabbing it, and it's going to naturally just pull that club face open. So you want to make sure that you're holding a little bit tighter. But what Mike's saying, when we say get that mindset of muscling it out of there, you're going to find you're almost death gripping the club, and your swing, you're going to lose all your swing consistency. So things like the normal things that happen when you swing too fast or too hard are going to start to come into play. Club heads too far open, club heads too far closed. You know, you're coming over it too hard. You're opening it up, so you're slicing, you're hooking. Those are all things you still don't want to come into play. So use that normal swing. Just, you know, club up a little bit so that you can hit out of there. You agree with me there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point.
Okay, so the other thing you want to do too, let's dive into this a little bit deeper. When you're striking the ball, very important is, again, going back to what I said about the lie, you really need to assess that lie. And there are times when you're just going to need to just take your lumps, so to speak. What I mean by that is if that ball is really buried, you may just want to just punch it back into the fairway and then play your next shot from there. And the main reason is, and you've probably seen this on the PGA Tour, guys will say that, and they'll just say, look, you know, it's just too buried, it's not worth the shot. Because no matter how hard you hack at it, you know, you may, if you're trying to still play it to the hole, you may be looking at tons of rough ahead of you. And you may hack at it, it comes out 20 yards, and you're back in the rough. So play smart, play that course management. I think that's one of the most important factors when it comes to rough is considering course management. And if you're really buried in there, you may just want to take a high lofted club. Main reason being that's going to pop it up and above that grass quicker than a low lofted club, and just pop it over to the fairway and take your next shot from there. In the long run, you're going to save yourself strokes, because when you're still a long way out, like Mike's talking about hitting the long irons from the rough, understand something like a 3-iron, it's not have that initial very high trajectory. So if we're talking about a rough that's 2-3 inches thick, that you got it. Not only does the club head have to travel through that, now the ball has to as well. So you can lose a lot of momentum when you look at all of that. So Mike, do you have anything you wanted to add to me?
Yeah, some pros actually claim that tightening the grip is going to help you with resistance. I don't know. Have you ever tried that? I've never thought about that. Maybe when I've muscled it, I've tightened my grip.
Yeah, and like going back to what I was saying earlier, there is a certain degree of it that you do want to apply, because, again, the resistance is going to want to grab that club head. So you do want to tighten that grip up, but there's a fine line between, you know, applying a little bit more pressure and, again, muscling it out. You know, I feel like when you're applying so much pressure to the grip that it's starting to tighten up your forearms, tighten up your biceps, now you're talking about restricting your swing. Now you're talking about changing your swing. That's what we're trying to avoid here. So yes, taking a little bit of a firmer grip, definitely. But keep those things in mind. You know, take a quick inventory of your you know, entire setup and see, all right, I'm gripping this tight, but is that also translating to stiff forearms, stiff biceps? Because if so, now I'm into that range of muscling it out of there, and I'm, you know, chances are I'm gonna have a restricted swing, and I'm not gonna put a good contact with the ball. And good contact is what's gonna get that ball out of the rough. So that makes sense.
Sounds good to me. I'm gonna try it.
Hopefully not. Hopefully you'll be in the fairway.
Yeah. Well, that's not the case all the time.
Yeah. So and I look, I struggled through it a bunch today. Like I said, that the rough's growing in and it's getting thicker. It's it's the fall. It is what it is. So. That's all we have for today. Want to remind everybody, we're going to have notes to everything on Golficity. You can find us at golficity.com. If you want to see more of our podcasts, we have a short link that we threw together. Just go to thegolfpodcast.com. It'll take you to all of our episodes, and you can download those on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever's best for you. We want to thank everybody as always for listening. We've gotten some really great 5-star reviews for the podcast coming in on iTunes. Can't tell you how much we appreciate those. It's just great every week to go in and read those and see that. We want to also make sure everybody knows if you want to share with us, any questions you have that you want us to talk about on the podcast, any feedback, email us directly at podcast@golficity.com. Mike and I read through every one of those. We love hearing from you guys, so make sure you send those in. You can also contact us on Facebook at facebook.com/golficity or Twitter @golficity. Tweet us, Facebook us. We love hearing from you, and we want to see what else you want us to talk about over the next couple of weeks, because we'll be bringing you great content week after week. And always make sure to check back with the site, checkgolficity.com. We've got articles going up there almost daily. So, again, we want to thank everybody for listening. If you like what you hear, make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. And we will be checking back with you next week. We're going to be diving a little bit more into some of the different topics that we're using to improve our game. We'll